This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Here we are, ready to do good. We are good broadcasters. We will do well. Going through the stories from this past year, quoting the research at Talkers Magazine, we have the top 10 stories of the year and the people that are on the list. Format's the same, it's just that we have broadened out because this broadcast is happening over New Year's weekend, end of the year. There have been a lot of broadcasters do this. Pretty much the news stations do it and the newspapers do it. And so we do it with a different flair. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here, as usual, to start with the lists, and then we'll go through and pick out some things that Michael has some strong feelings about, and maybe I'll have a word or two, as usual, on some of these things. But it's really action-packed, I think, is probably an overused phrase, but maybe it works here. What do you think, Michael?
Oh, yes, we specialize in giving new meaning to overused phrases.
Congratulations.
We have what you called before. I like the word you used. We have flair. So let's flare our way through the top 10 stories and people of, can you believe the ending of 2023? It's amazing how this century is just flying by. This is the quickest century I've ever lived through. So, all right, let's roll. At number 10 on our top stories, and these are the most talked about elements of the year on News Talk Radio primarily, and to a degree News Talk Media, because there's an overlap between what you hear on News Talk Radio and what you hear or see discussed on cable news television and podcasting and all of the affiliated platforms. So at number 10, the Hunter Biden investigation. At number 9, abortion. At number 8, crime and homelessness. At number 7, the chaos about replacing the House Speaker. At number 6, a broad umbrella for wars and foreign relations. At number 5, another broad umbrella category, artificial intelligence, social media, and the increasing role and power of big tech. At number 4, immigration. At number 3, the economy. At number 2, Trump's legal battles. And at number 1, the 2024 presidential race. There are a lot of other big topics that had our attention during the year. Education, certainly climate change. But those are basically the big ones. On the People Survey, we have Hunter Biden at 10. We have a tie between Benjamin Netanyahu and Vladimir Zelensky at number 9. Number 8, also a tie between two individuals, Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin. Number 7, Elon Musk. Number 6, a tie between Kevin McCarthy and Mike Johnson. At number 5, a tie between Rudy Giuliani and Mark Meadows. We have a tie at number 4, three-way tie, Chris Christie, Vivek Ramaswamy, and RFK Jr. Two people tied for number 3, Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley. Donald Trump is at number 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1. And there you have a snapshot of complicated year, 2023, and certainly there were a lot of other stories and people talked about, but that's the way we were able to cull it in terms of the most talked about on a national basis.
All right, so let's do what we usually do here. Take some of the items that are on these lists and parse them. Some of the other things that are going on in the world of News Talk Radio become a focus as well. Certainly what Talkers does during the course of the year, the list of talk topper. Hello, say it again, Doug. Top talkers, the Heavy 100, the people that are there, and those are the programs that the folks at Talkers listen to a great deal to figure out what is going on, and that's a great sampling of what you can hear. There are some good local programs as well that focus on local issues. So it's local, regional, national, international. Those are all the things, because there are often local stories that pop up that get national attention. And one of them, I think this past week is an example. We can wrap a number of things around in terms of number three, the presidential election or the presidential aspirations of various people. Nikki Haley was in New Hampshire. And she was, I think there was a plant actually in the audience. I'm sure, Michael, you're familiar with this. And the question of the Civil War and slavery and things came up. And she handled it, according to some, rather awkwardly. I don't know that I think it was awkward, but, you know, that's just me. I listened to it. But so many people who, and probably the DeSantis folks, are responsible for the planted question and trying to embarrass her. And, you know, one of the things that makes me uncomfortable, and I don't know why, because women shouldn't be treated any more differently than men, or should they? Are women running for public office subject to the same scrutiny, the same battles, being talked to the same way as men talk to other men? Is that just me being old school? Or should we, maybe it sort of refers to the respect that all of them ought to have for each other, and they don't, any of them seem to have it for each other. So am I on the right side of this or not, Michael? What do you think?
I don't know. You changed your focus four times in that overview.
I did. So
I'm not sure.
That's my
I'm not quite sure
privilege.
What you're looking. What are you looking for?
Well, I think I'm trying to figure out how, in terms of Nikki Haley, yeah, let's start with that. Some of the people who scrutinized, we have the audio from her appearance in New Hampshire this week, and then the focus was on, did she really know anything about American history, or she said that slavery, you know, she had all of these things that came out of this according to some interpretations. But here, instead of us interpreting what she said, let's listen to what she said.
What was the cause of the United States Civil War?
Well, don't come with an easy question or anything. I mean, I think the cause of the Civil War was basically how government was going to run, the freedoms and what people could and couldn't do. What do you think the cause of the Civil War was?
I'm not running for president. I want to listen to you.
That's a good thing.
On the cause of the Civil War.
I mean, I think it always comes down to the role of government and what the rights of the people are. And I will always stand by the fact that I think government was intended to secure the rights and freedoms of the people. It was never meant to be all things to all people. Government doesn't need to tell you how to live your life. They don't need to tell you what you can and can't do. They don't need to be a part of your life. They need to make sure that you have freedom. We need to have capitalism. We need to have economic freedom. We need to make sure that we do all things so that individuals have the liberties so that they can have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to do or be anything they want to be without government getting in the way.
And then in the year 2023, it's astonishing to me that you answer that question without mentioning the word slavery.
What do you want me to say about slavery?
No, you answered my question. Thank you.
Next question.
All right.
Next question.
So.
Yeah, and unfortunately, people didn't have the benefit if they had not seen it on TV. Not that radio is inferior, but in this case, her situation was made even more undesirable.
Difficult.
Yeah. More difficult to deal with by her body language as that unfolded.
She was obviously uncomfortable.
Let me give you my take. My take is she knows American history. She's not stupid about history. What she is a cowardly politician, just like most of them. She was the governor of South Carolina. That was the first state to secede from the Union during the Civil War. And she was playing the role of a very cautious politician, pandering to the base of the party as it exists today so that she is able to get the nomination. And that's what she did. It was a terrible moment. She evaded the question. Her answer was stupid. And she didn't do it slickly. She didn't think on her feet, not because she doesn't know the history of the Civil War. She didn't think on her feet in terms of how to answer it. And she became defensive, and as a result, I think she did a lot of damage to herself.
Mm-hmm. And then her foes haven't helped either, right? They took take advantage of the opportunity to make her look sillier than she did. She has acknowledged...
They couldn't do anything to make her look sillier than she did. She looked...
silly.
Are you hearkening back to your question about the fact that she's a female?
That's exactly what I was going to bring you back around to, if you don't mind, whether she should be treated differently. She kind of went back. She soft-pedaled what she said after she said it, and yada, yada, yada. Joe Biden took a shot at her. Yeah, pretty much everybody took a shot at her. It's all over every newspaper in the country. So that she's a candidate, but she's also a woman. Am I being old school by even asking this question?
Well, I don't know if it's old school. It certainly, in my opinion, is irrelevant. I don't think
it's irrelevant.
I don't think any aspect of this conversation has to do, or this event. I personally, I'm not judging you with your question. Your question
no,
is valid because it's a question.
Yeah.
But I'm simply saying is that I don't think that gender had anything to do with this. I think it had to do purely with politics and pandering. And I don't think that anybody is giving any of the women that run for office here in 2023 any kind of different treatment because they're females. I think that it's pretty rough and tough. And
maybe...
And I don't know. I don't see that happening in Nikki Haley's case. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong. What do you think?
No, you're not wrong at all. Interesting, the AOC has been kind of off the radar for quite a while. She popped in this week in a couple of different circumstances. And she always makes it easy for the people who don't like her to attack her. And so I'm going back. Same with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert, who apparently has changed where she lives so she wouldn't have the competition that she was going to have in the other district. So she moved to another district where there isn't as much competition or the same competition, which I thought was interesting. But politicians play things. We see this happening all over the country. I've witnessed it here in my town, and most people around the country are gerrymandering and taking things apart and putting them back together to advantage the people who are in power so that they stay in power. And it kind of gives you that bad taste in your mouth that comes from rotten politicians doing rotten stuff. So that'll always be a topic here in the world of News Talk Radio, 18 after the hour.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Game Flings.
Game Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Game Flings. Seriously good scent. Game Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
Hi, Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen reviewing the big stories of this past year and how they were handled on News Talk Radio, right up to the moment we were discussing Nikki Haley and some of the ways that people are looking at her candidacy and others who are candidates. Is it different for men and women? No, it isn't, but I wondered out loud whether it should be, and let's leave it, let's leave it at that.
The biggest gaffe of the year will not be Nikki Haley, it'll be Doug Steffen.
Oh, thank you. All right. This program is brought to you, I'm sure Progressive is happy to hear that. Progressive Insurance gives you insurance, allows for, they are interested in your business. You got a motorcycle, you got a boat, got a car, got an RV, on the road and on the water, get the protection that you deserve and save some dough. Dial 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you can go online to progressive.com. All right, so let's dig around here a little bit more. The Russian invasion of Ukraine is more than a year old. I was looking at last year's, it's very interesting, because I had last year's list here to just sort of compare what last year's list looked like compared to this year's list. And it's really kind of interesting how many are the same, you know, and I guess that goes on and on. The people especially who were on the list from this year to last year, a couple of, you know, the same. It's just interesting to see how this, you know, how the comparison goes. The Russians invading Ukraine. Last year, that was, I'm looking at the, well, the wars were number six that were going on.
Yeah, well, we have the Hamas-Israel war and the Russia-Ukraine war going on now.
Yes.
So we combined them together with foreign relations so that we were able to at least reflect in this survey more stories, because you and I are not the only ones doing year-end references to the Talkers 10 for the year. So we try to make it something that presents in a way that gives you a good flavor for the year. So we combine those wars. But the Israel-Hamas war that's raging now and doesn't, you know, seem to be ending, that's a major, major, major story.
Well, it's interesting because there were signals earlier this week, as we get close to the end of the year, that both of these things that are going on, the Israeli problem with the Hamas and the Russians with Ukraine, that the leaders of all sides had indicated through whatever channels they use that they would be interested in talking about a ceasefire. Less the Israelis than Putin. Putin supposedly had suggested through the channels that maybe there's a way that they can stop fighting and come up with some solution, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, is that because he's getting his butt handed to him? Over the last couple of days, Russia has launched what Ukraine has called the biggest aerial barrage of the war. They launched 122 missiles, Michael, and 36 drones that had bombs on them against various Ukrainian targets over the last couple of days. A number of civilians were killed, but, you know, that brings into the focus of what's reality in war. You know, the fact that we have all these protests going on, let me couple the discussion with our focus on Iraq and, I'm sorry, and with Israel and the Palestinians and people who are in this country protesting the fact that Palestinians have been killed. Hello, it's war. That doesn't mean that the people are going to go over there. The Israelis run out of their way to kill civilians, but it is war. And it shows, I think, let's talk about this when we come back on the other side of the bottom of the hour here. It just shows the naivete, I think, of a lot of people who live in a perfect bubble, a perfect world, and that certainly is not the case of what's going on here. 28 after the hour on this year-end review of the World of News Talk Radio.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says that he is, quote, devastated to learn that another American was killed by Hamas. New reports say Judy Weinstein-Hedgeye was killed during the surprise attacks on October 7th. She was previously believed to have been held captive by Hamas. The announcement of her death comes since her husband was pronounced dead last week. Biden vowed to do everything possible to bring home the remaining hostages. Google has released its list of what people were searching for on the internet the most in 2023. Country music star Jason Aldean came in as the most searched musician after he released that hit single, Try That in a Small Town, which gained widespread attention over the summer. The second most searched musician on Google this year was rapper Ice Spice. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
After the hour now, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison here to end the year. This program is being heard over the New Year's weekend, and traditionally what we have done for years and years and years is compile an aggregate list, if there is such a word as an aggregate. It's an aggregate of the stories that have, and there's a bunch of combinations here, give us the opportunity to talk in a broader sense about some of the issues. One of the things that I want to welcome in, if you're listening on KOMY in Santa Cruz, the Monterey area, San Jose, California, you're one of the many stations carrying the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Another great station is KDGO in Durango, Colorado. Thank you for being on the air and carrying the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So, in terms of the economy, number two, the shaping up, if you will, of the economy, that has been a major issue. People have been trying to build up steam for a recession so they could blame Biden. At least that's the way I look at it. Biden has done, I think, if we were to look at it objectively, let me take a different approach, Michael. I have more money in my pocket now. Sorry, I had more money in my pocket when Trump was president than I do now as Biden is president. Is that a relative concern? And in terms of how we are all impacted by the economy, mortgage interest rates, how much do you get when you put money in the bank, that kind of stuff. So it looks like the predicted crash of our economy didn't happen. Things are strong. Stock market's at the highest point it's been now as we go into the end of the year. And the economy looks bright for this next year. So did we miss something?
Well, the economists missed a lot. The politicians put spin on everything. Presidents take credit for anything good, and they don't take credit for problems. And there are a lot of distortions and lies. I want to mention you said the economy was number two. The economy is number three.
Sorry.
2023, but that's just a fine point.
Mm-hmm.
I say that the most influential thing that has really impacted almost everything on this year's survey was something that happened at the end of 2019 and really changed the world in 2020. And here at the beginning of 2024, we're being impacted by it. And that is COVID-19 and the pandemic and the shutdowns. And it's very difficult to compare the economy during the first 2.5 years of Donald Trump and the economy during the first 2.5, 3 years of Biden, because the terrible, terrible devastation of the pandemic and its impact on business changed everything. And if anything, Trump is to be judged on how he handled it, because presidents have to handle whatever comes their way, as opposed to what they did before a terrible thing happened and they can't be blamed, you know. So we really have to look at how Trump handled COVID and how Biden handled the aftermath. And that gives it a whole different layer of complexity if you want to stay away from the BS spin that dominates most of the conversation between the parties.
Mm-hmm. Did the news talk radio world overlook something this past year that ought to have been in your mind as you've listened to a lot of these stations? Did we miss any steps? Did we not go down streets that we might have gone down for good conversation in your mind?
Yeah, of course. But, you know, there's only so much you can do with a playing field that is infinite. There's endless conversation. And so much of what you do on the radio in terms of talk radio has to do with your own unique interpretation and presentation, how you present. Companionship is one of the reasons people listen to the radio. Charisma, humor, entertainment, wisdom, history, and endless topics. So the answer to your question is, of course, there are paths that could have been followed. And there are many that were followed that are not reflected in this survey. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, I mentioned before, I mean, and you said something local, national, international. Some of these subjects play out from a local perspective. You know, if you talk about the economy nationally or you talk about the economy in your city. Crime and homelessness has a different impact locally in different areas. So the answer is, of course, that's what makes this interesting. And that's why it's challenging to be a talk show host, because you on one level have to play the hits and deal with the daily dance of information. What does your audience want you to say? And where are they at? How do you please them? And then your own conscience and your own talent and your own intelligence comes into play, your own pride about what do you bring to the table? It's black belt radio. It's very, very different from talking points. You know, it's martial arts.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's wonderful. That's a great phrase. I was looking at some of the polls that have been done that bring us to, you know, trying to figure out, is Trump going to beat Biden? You know, there are polls every week. And what I realized is, as I was thinking about this on an airplane ride, the idea of polling and who gets polled and how the results are skewed depending on who pays for it or even what age the people who are backing candidates like Trump are old. The people who are, and they in order to make the polls, if Trump's trying to make himself look good, they survey older people for the, and the same is true with Biden. The Kennedy people are surveying Gen Z, both Republicans and Democrats, to come up with where he stands at the moment. And I'm sure that if you look at the other aspirants, whether it's Ron DeSantis or whether it's Nikki Haley, they're going to get polls, or they're going to hire pollsters that will make them look good, and they go to different age groups to do that. I wonder if, do you think the average talk radio host brings that point out, or is it a point that ought to be brought out in terms of, again, the focus on Trump's ahead in this poll, or Biden's ahead in this poll, or whoever's ahead? Kind of nonsensical. Almost. I'm looking at
polling is an inexact science, and polling has what's known as a margin of error, and it's extremely subjective. And the reality of it is the only poll that really counts is when people go to the polls and vote. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the way to measure whether or not the polls will be accurate or not, from a political standpoint, is turnout. Who's going to turn out on Election Day or, you know, going up to Election Day with mail-in or whatever it is? Who is going to vote? That's what it comes down to. A case could be made, especially in these close, 50-50, the split of the nation and all that. It comes down mm-hmm. to voter turnout. And that's why you hear the word galvanized or firing up the base. You get people excited that like you. So they get off of their duffs and go to the polls and vote for you, because that's what makes the difference, especially in these states that are up for grabs, where a handful of votes could be the difference between a large chunk of electoral votes going to one candidate or the other. It comes down again. This is crucial, and whether talk show hosts talk about this or not, I don't know. Some do, some don't. It comes down to voter turnout. That's the key to winning mm-hmm. or losing.
And the primaries, people don't realize, because it's not taught in school anymore. We don't have civics anymore in school. So people don't realize how important the primaries are. And that's one of the reasons people say, we got all these crazy people running. That's because the crazies go out to vote for the crazies in the primary, and the average person doesn't think it's his or her responsibility, so you have a 25% turnout for primaries, where the argument can be made more important decisions are made there than in the general elections. And this is an education.
That's why Haley made her stupid remark, because mm-hmm. she was pandering to primary voters as opposed yeah. to a general electorate. And she mm-hmm. didn't handle it well, because she didn't think on her feet as quickly as she could have.
One of the issues this past year has been all of the back and forth with the people coming to our country that aren't supposed to be here. There's been a lot of that border security discussion. And how it relates to other things, people that are subjected to human trafficking because of who and why they come across the border. There's 28 million people subjected as of the end of the year this year to human trafficking around the world. Imagine that crime. And every state of the United States involves a lot of human trafficking. Roadways are acting as means for this to take place. So I'd like you to listen to this input from a fellow named Akeem Touré, who has studied it.
The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration recently launched a human trafficking awareness campaign in the commercial motor vehicle industry. FMCSA Administrator Robin Hutchinson.
Human traffickers use America's transportation system to facilitate unspeakable crimes. That's why we're launching a new human trafficking awareness campaign, Your Roads, Their Freedom. The campaign provides the nation's 8.7 million commercial motor vehicle drivers with the information they need to identify and report suspected human trafficking.
They are asking truck and bus drivers to be aware at rest stops and other places on our nation's roadways where human trafficking could occur.
If you suspect that human trafficking is occurring, trust your instincts and text the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 233-733 or Be Free, B-E-F-R-E-E.
To learn the signs of human trafficking and how to report it, go to fmcsa.dot.gov/stophumantrafficking.
And messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Right now, 47 after the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. I have enjoyed many of the interviews you have done over the past year, the MH interviews that are done normally every week with Talk Radio people or folks that are on, that are being interviewed on Talk Radio, people that you find interesting, that are cogs in the wheel of what we do, very interesting things. How do you find the people, just as a sort of a backgrounder, the folks that are there on the MH interview that are in that podcast every week? Do you have a particular, when something piques your interest, you just grab that person who's involved, or are there other things that go into your decisions on who to talk to? Who to interview?
Well, I mean, we're in touch with all the movers and shakers, not only in the talk media, but in media in general, as well as related fields. So we just, you know, so many people want to be on that. I mean, we're blessed with a successful podcast within its realm. It's not Joe Rogan or anything on that level, but it's within the realm of people interested in media, politics, philosophy. It has a strong following, and as a result, people basically come to us and ask to be on it, and I'm always surveying the scene and making quick decisions. We try not to book it too far ahead so that it's timely, and it comes. I guess the answer to your question is we're in the center of the storm, and we have connections to just about everybody in this business. As a result, we get good interviews, and we try to put people on that are interesting, diverse, timely, and thoughtful.
And so who's the most recent person that's been the focus of that?
Well, we're on a hiatus for the end of the year, so we have Rose Anderson from New York Festivals, whom we talked about last week. We
don't
have a new one up until the beginning of the year. And a lot of that comes from my interest in international radio, because I'm serving as the executive advisor to the United Nations for their celebration of World Radio Day on February 13th of 2024, something I want to get you involved in. One of the things we're doing is creating partnerships with people around the world in different radio stations on different continents to have conversations between them about the state of global radio and the differences in how these stories play out in their different countries.
You know, it's very interesting.
Right up your alley.
Yeah, it is right up my alley. I would say this as we come to the end of this segment. There are several really good talk radio consultants, the behind-the-scenes people, that have made a name for themselves here in our country. And they're also making a name for themselves overseas, advising news talk stations in France and Italy and all over the place as to how to do it, how it's done in America, and how should they do it there. It's pretty interesting. Always happy to have Michael and his input here. Very important on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
After the hour, it's time for us here on the Good Day program to bring in Chuck Curry, who's our movie man on Movie Moments, to discuss, first of all, why we're playing this song, and then we're going to look at some of the best movies of the year, because that's what people do at the end of the year. What's the biggest? What's the best? What surprised us all? But why are we playing this music, first of all, Chucker?
This day in history, I guess music history, 1968, Frank Sinatra recorded My Way, which... obviously, I think it's one of the greatest songs of all time. Can be heard after every New York Yankee game, after a win in New York City, Doug. Great song, though, no?
Spoken like a true New Yorker, yes.
Here's another one. Maybe you don't like that one. This day in TV history, 1980, Disney's The Wonderful World of Disney last airs on NBC, 1980. I think that was a shift in the culture. Wow. When that aired a little bit. I remember Sunday nights, you could watch The Waltons. Oh, yeah. Way back in the day. The Waltons were on, that was on CBS, Little House on the Prairie. Great show, Michael Landon had on NBC. But I used to watch The Wonderful World of Disney all the time. I think it aired at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
On NBC,
yeah,
back
too.
In the day.
Well, it was Walt Disney, and then it was Michael Eisner who was running. He took over when Walt Disney died. They hired Michael Eisner to run it, and he had no charisma. He was like a paper wallpaper on the television screen, and so whether that helped or hurt, it was nice for his ego, but it didn't do anything for the program at all. So, yeah, under the circumstances, hello. What are people most interested in, an egomaniac or the content that's been derived by a genius named Walt Disney?
You know, it's interesting because a lot of people felt, you know, there was a massive stretch where Disney can do no wrong. I mean, last few years post-COVID, they've had issues in terms of producing movies that made big money. They've had a lot of clunkers in the last few years. But I think overall, that's just a sign of the times. The landscape between streaming and theatrical and so many different choices, it's not an easy model to navigate anymore. I don't care who's running the show. You're going to have some hits. You're going to have some clunkers, but it's not going to be smooth sailing straight ahead. And, you know, even Disney's one of the companies that basically thinks theaters are going to thrive or survive with you showing your product 17 days after it plays in a theater. It's not a good model for theaters, and they just seem to not want to understand that reality.
Yeah, well, that's business, so that's what they'll tell you.
It is business.
Fair and love, war and business, but that's nonsense. Yeah, I'm with you.
It's bad business, though.
Pierce Brosnan, who was one of the James Bond actors, apparently is in hot water because he stepped out of bounds in a thermal area during a visit to Yellowstone National Park. Why is this news, I would ask that. Pierce Brosnan, because he's well-known.
What's the penalty?
I don't think there's any penalty except lots of bad publicity. And for what reason, who knows?
Yeah.
Okay, so he made a mistake. Don't we all make mistakes?
You make them daily.
Thank you. Nice of you to notice.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, just the social media stuff is just garbage. Meanwhile,
here's the rule of thumb, Doug. You cannot afford to make a mistake. That's the problem with the landscape that we're living in. You make a mistake, you pay a much harsher price than you would post social media.
What do you think? If we look forward, I went to see a number of movies over this past week. Saw a lot of trailers. Some of them intrigued me for movies that are right around the corner. Some of them looked awful. I guess maybe that's the norm here. What do you think is going to be the big movie?
I think Wonka has now solidified itself as a major hit. Just crossed 100 million here domestically, 250 million worldwide. They shot it on a production budget of 100 million, which is a good barometer to have a big popcorn movie. If you could do a movie for 100 million or under, that you feel general audiences are going to want to see, that's the sweet zone, in my opinion. And so Warner Brothers hit that. In terms of smaller films, we both saw Iron Claw. I like that movie a lot. Zac Efron. Yeah. It's doing all right at the box office. And George Clooney's Boys in the Boat has found a nice niche. It's doing fairly well at the box office, which is good.
Yeah. Well, probably because the story, people have read the book, and also people like George Clooney are interested in what he's doing.
So yeah,
maybe
I guess
a couple of different things. But it's a very
happy
good
New
story.
Year, Doug.
I would advise it. To you as well, my friend, Chuck Curry and Doug Steffen. Yeah, Happy New Year to everybody. It's 59 after the hour here on Good Day.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.